It's nice being here too. You know, folks, this year has been a little tough for me. I've lost a couple of old dear friends who are in the business, and one of my dearest friends was Gary Coleman. And yes, it's very sad he passed away this year. So since then, every time I've been on stage, I like to tell this story. It's one of my favorite stories about Gary, and it's a true story. It was 1987. Me and Gary Coleman split the cost of a hooker. True story. So, true story. She's knelt down between the two of us, and she is jerking me off with the right hand and doing a great job. She's not very ambidextrous, so she's kind of off rhythm with her left. So I turn to Gary Coleman. I go, "Gary, isn't this funny? We're getting different strokes." And we laughed. That's the thing, we laughed. 1991. I'm hanging out with Betty White. You know Betty White? One of the Golden Girls, lovely lady. And we're sitting around and she's begging me. She said, "Skippy, I haven't been laid in a decade. You gotta help me out." I said, "All right, kid, I'll do you a favor." So I pull down a granny panty. I'm about to go tiptoeing through her tulips. When I took a good look at that thing, and let me tell you, I did what I had to do, but I swear to God, it was like going down on lasagna. People, we're only 8 minutes in. Buckle the fuck up, seriously. 1981. I'm involved in a gangbang with Gavin McLeod, Kevin Bacon, Weird Al Yankovic, and Brooke Shields. Now, we're plowing this chick in every hole she's got. I'm telling you, at one point, we were calling her the Pink Lagoon. Transformers! Now, it gets my turn to do it. She goes, "Skippy, I want you to do me doggy style." I said, "Are you sure?" She goes, "Yeah, do me doggy style." I said, "All right, kid." So I fucked her really hard, and then I rubbed her face in her own shit.